KNOM Profiles.
It's summertime and the kids are getting ready for fish camp, vacations, and several wonderful weeks away from school. But for a few weeks this summer, on KNOM weekday mornings at 8:15, you'll be hearing from some 8th graders from Nome Belts. Guided by their teacher, Lynn DeFilippo, the students spent several weeks this past semester working on a special writing assignment.
The assignment was basically to write about something that you learned from somebody special in your life. So it kind of had two components, a thing that you learned and the person that you learned it from.
Lynn has been doing her learning stories unit for several years with her 8th graders, and she says the stories the students produce are pretty great. She's even planning on making the lesson available to other Alaska educators as a place-based teachable unit. She says that she was inspired by
Linda Christensen's Rethinking Schools, Reading, Writing, and Rising Up.
And Lynn says getting her students comfortable with sharing their personal stories with her, with each other, and with KNOM took a lot of trust.
These students have been doing so much work for me. And again, I think it's the relationship that gets built when you have students for a couple of years or when you've been somewhere and there's trust and they're just sort of like, okay, you know what? We'll do this. And yeah, they act a little like, oh my God, and they make all kinds of faces like, oh my God, we're not going to do this, and this is crazy, and oh my God, we're going to be so embarrassed. And then they comes down to it, wire, and they show up and they do it.
Like any writing project, Lynn says that the students began with some pre-writing exercises. She had two writing classes with a total of 12 students who ended up recording their stories at KNOM, and the classes started by reading samples written from other writers their own age, sometimes even stories from past students. They were looking for ideas, trying to find that first spark of inspiration.
Then the next stage is we brainstorm ideas. What are the things that you've learned how to do as a kid? You know, and we try to come up with as long a list as you possibly can. And of course, I always give some of my examples and they write as many examples as they can. And then before they even narrow that down or pick anything, they share. They share their lists with each other, and that's a really important process because in the sharing, kids will be like, oh yeah, I remember when I learned how to do that. They get ideas from each other. And as that process is going along, kids are usually getting pretty excited.
After sharing their ideas with each other and focusing on a few specific learning experiences that they wanted to write about, Lynn says that she then helped the students illuminate those memories through a variety of exercises.
Once we've got ourselves narrowed down to something they've learned from somebody special, I actually take them through a little bit of a guided meditation. I make them close their eyes. I make them picture themselves back there and try to, you know, get a sense, get a feeling for what it's like to be in that space. So I said, well, you've got to have some description, and I want you to tell me if it's sight, sound, taste, touch, so that we're doing all this memory, language stuff before the writing even starts.
Then the kids were ready to write, and Lynn says that once the drafts began, it became a process of revising and adding in the details.
Then when they have their actual draft, I had a pretty detailed checklist or editing sheet that they had to go over that sheet, and literally I had the five senses written out on this checklist. And I literally sit down and I read every draft with every student, and we talk about it and we identify where their sensory descriptions are, and I work with them on, you know, okay, well, maybe you need to build a little more in here. You know, it's a lengthy process of looking at that draft and talking about it and rewriting it and things like that.
When the final product was finished, Lynn says she was surprised by the stories that her students chose to share, from losing a beloved uncle to cooking plantains with a Spanish-speaking abuelita. They covered a lot of emotional ground. And Lynn says that she wanted to figure out a way to share those stories beyond the classroom.
What impressed me so much about these stories, because I didn't immediately think, oh, this needs to go on the air. It's just that when they were done with them and I was reading them and they were reading them, I thought, oh my, these stories don't belong to the classroom, and they don't even just belong to the students. I felt like they belonged to the community because they were about grandparents and parents and uncles and aunties and doing things here in the community that kids learn how to do, driving a boat, driving a four-wheeler, shooting a gun, or playing a card game, or making fry bread, cutting seal. those stories are so place-based. They're so topical. They're so Alaskan. They're so Nome that I felt to me like they had to be shared with the community.
And while Lynn says that the goal of the Learning Stories Project is always to improve the students' writing, the unit also stresses the power of storytelling and the ways that an individual story ripples out to touch and reflect the community they're a part of.
Writing skills of all kinds are just important pretty much for every subject throughout the grades. I think if I had my own little personal thing that I really want students to learn about writing is that telling your story is powerful and it's important and it means something. It doesn't involve just you. It involves everybody else. Like, you're part of a community. And the people in the community want to hear what you have to say. I wanted these students to have a personal experience of, my story is valuable. I have a story to tell. It's worth sharing with the community. Other people will want to hear it. And to have them have the experience of having those words be voiced by them. And I thought, well, what a great way to make this a gift for both the teller and the listener.
And now, after a semester of remembering and writing and revising, you'll be hearing those gifts, the stories that 12 of Lynn's eighth graders lived, wrote, and recorded. Tune in to KNOM's morning show each weekday at 8:15. And for the next 2 weeks, you'll hear a new story from a Nome Belt's eighth grader. You can be a part of that gift by listening in and sharing their stories. For KNOM Profiles, I'm Matthew Smith.
Profiles is a production of KNOM News and Public Affairs.